This is Capital Access, your on-ramp for news and insight from the Louisiana State House. I'm Sue Lincoln.
Let's go home and say, yes, we did something for economic development.
My amendment will give $25 million to higher education.
Let's put it where we got a $12 billion backlog into those rows.
Senator saw a pile of unallocated potential money as part of a House bill to extend the tax amnesty program, and they jumped at it. The bill dedicates the first $100 million collected to the state general fund, but anything over that was not yet spoken for. Delhi Senator Francis Thompson immediately asked that $4 million go to regional economic development agencies. Benton Senator Robert Adley objected.
Don't start robbing Peter to pay Paul and robbing for money, Francis. We don't even have yet.
But Thompson got his $4 million, and Senator Karen Peterson got $25 million for higher ed. Then Senator Adley tried to strip those amendments and give everything to highways. Thompson exploded.
He's up here trying to get all the money.
Adley's amendment failed. Baton Rouge Senator Dan Clater had one last suggestion.
As far as this imaginary money that we haven't collected yet, I thought the Unicorn and Fairy Dust Fund would be an appropriate fund to put the excess in.
The bill to extend the tax amnesty program did pass without allocations for unicorns and fairy dust. For Capital Access, I'm Sue Lincoln.
Capital Access is produced by WRKF and made possible by Southern Strategy Group Governmental Relations in Baton Rouge, Louisiana Farm Bureau Federation supporting Louisiana agriculture, and ExxonMobil Baton Rouge.